fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. I'm Silver.
It was after midnight when Jeff Thompson came home to the shack where he lived with his only son.
Hey, Tricky. Hey, kid, you home?
Hiya, Pop.
Hey, where you been? What's the idea of getting home at this hour?
Oh, I've been down to the pool room. Saw you go by on your way home, so I'd come along, too.
Sit down, kid. I got something to tell you.
What?
I had company today. Down to the saloon.
Yeah? What kind of company, Pop?
Women. Three of them. Including the schoolmarm, Mrs. Christian.
Yeah? What'd they want?
Yeah, they came in and sniffed around like you'd expect a bunch of persnickety old maids to do.
Yeah, I know. They want I should go to school, along with the rest of them sissified brats, huh?
Now, look, kid, I talked and talked, see, and I tried to explain things to them, but, well, he just don't listen to reason, see, so...
Hey, you don't mean to say you...
Well, they made it so strong, it didn't leave me no choice. I told them I'd see you got there starting tomorrow morning. What I wanted to tell you about this school business. Now, you see to it that you don't get pushed around by none of them bigger kids, you hear?
Huh? Are you joshing me or something? There ain't no kid in this town pushes me around, big or small.
Yeah, well, don't never let them, Tricky. You got to learn to fight hard, see? And fight to win. Don't matter how you win. Just so you come out on top.
Where are you going, Pop? Going back to the saloon?
You never mind where I'm going. Hike off to bed and get some sleep so you can be to school on time in the morning. You hear me?
Oh, gee whiz.
Dan Reed, the youthful nephew of the Lone Ranger, was waiting with his friend Tonto when the masked man returned to the camp they shared a few miles from the frontier town of Red Rock.
Easy, Silver. Easy, boy.
I wonder if he was able to see Sheriff Pritchard.
How are you, Kimasabi?
Oh, Silver. Oh, steady, big fella.
Aye. You talk with Sheriff?
Yes, Tonto. He's very much interested in having you and Dan and me help him.
Me? He wants me to help.
The sheriff is certain that Jeff Thompson is the man behind the crimes that have been committed around here lately. He lives in town with his only son. They've never been able to prove anything on him.
You say this outlaw has a son?
Now, that's where the sheriff wants you to help out, Dan. This boy, he's about 14.
Just about my age, huh?
Yes. He hates school. Spends most of his time stealing from his classmates and picking fights with the other boys.
Maybe young feller heap like father.
Jeff Thompson has always taken what he wanted from life, Tonto. He's never been stopped. Never met the man who could stop him. According to the sheriff, the boy idolized his father.
That's plenty bad for a boy.
Dan, I want you to go to Miss Christian's school starting tomorrow morning. Try to make friends with the Thompson boy. Try to learn the truth about his character. Are you willing to go?
Of course. If you think I can help him.
You can if anyone can. You'll be able to get closer to the real Tricky Thompson than any adult could.
That's right, Dan.
I made arrangements with the sheriff for you to stay at his home for a few days. Tonto and I are taking up the trail of Thompson's gang.
The following afternoon at the small single-room schoolhouse, Miss Christian walked about through the classroom gathering examination papers before the class was dismissed for the day.
Thank you, Willie. Well, looks like you're doing better, Martha. Your handwriting is much improved. And now the new boy, Dan Reed. You, haven't you prepared your examination papers, Daniel?
I had them prepared, Miss Christian, but I must have lost them.
Lost them?
I finished them before recess. I must have lost them somewhere, out in the schoolyard.
Oh, that's a shame. All your marks were so good this morning.
I've been trying to do them over. Would it be all right if I turned in the answers to the examination in the morning?
Yes, that'll be all right, Daniel. And you, Tricky?
Here you are, Miss Christian. All finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did very well, Tricky. Very well indeed.
Oh, sure, them questions was easy.
Those questions were easy?
Oh, sure, that's what I said, ain't it?
Isn't. Mm-hmm. All right, children, that'll be all for the day. Class dismissed. Oh, Daniel.
Yes, Miss Christian?
Do you, have any idea where you might have lost your examination papers?
I'm not just sure. I was just about to go look.
Oh. Well, good luck to you, then. Good night.
Good night. Hello, Tricky.
Yeah? What do you want?
Wanted to talk with you about the papers you took from my desk.
Well, I got a good notion to smack you, you dressed up smart aleck.
I'd be glad to help you with your lessons, but don't go into my desk again, understand?
You and your smart talk. What makes you think I went into your desk?
I saw you. Just before recess was over, you entered the classroom and helped yourself.
That's a lie. I got a notion to shove them words down your throat, you sissy.
You've made one mistake today, Tricky. Don't make another one now.
Why, you smart aleck. I'll get you down and rub your nose in the dirt. I'll show you. Oh, think you can call me a thief and get away with it? I'll bite your eyes for you. I'll show you who's gonna... I'm looking for that. No kid ever knocked me down before. It's gonna be... Ow! Let go of my arm.
Did you take the examination papers out of my desk?
Let me go. Let me go before I...
Did you? I can put more pressure on your arm.
Yeah. I took them. Now let go of my arm.
Sorry I had to be so rough with you, Tricky.
Hey, where'd you learn to fight like that? Where'd you learn how to use that arm lock?
I learned from a great teacher, Tricky. One of the best fighting men that ever lived.
Yeah? Who?
His identity isn't important.
Huh?
It's the things he does that count. The good things he does. Fighting to establish law and order.
You talk like an old woman. A guy can fight like you can fight, talking that sissy talk. Well, I'll bet you that... Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
You said this fellow was the greatest fighting man that ever lived. That's where I got you, see?
Oh?
Because I know one fella could knock his ears off, I'll bet you. And that's my pop. Why, he's been in more fights than anybody, see? And he ain't never lost one yet. Ain't nobody ever beat my pop in any kind of a fight, never.
Oh? You think quite a lot of your dad, don't you?
Why, of course I do. That's a silly question.
Look, Tricky, you, where do you have supper?
Well, down to the shack. Of course, my pop don't get home till pretty late sometimes, so I usually fix up something just for me.
That's what I thought. Now, perhaps you knew. I'm living at the sheriff's house for a few days.
Some place to live.
Well, the sheriff asked me this noon to invite you home for supper tonight. Will you come?
Hey, what kind of game is this, anyway?
No game about it, Tricky. The sheriff just thought you'd like it. I wish you'd come along with me.
Nothing doing. You ain't getting me over there with all that high mucky muck stuff.
I thought maybe I could show you some things of mine.
What kind of things?
Oh, my hunting knife. And I've got a leather jacket that was given to me by an Indian chief.
Gee, no fooling.
Sure. And say, you should see the horse I've got in the sheriff's stable.
You mean your own horse?
That's right. His name is Victor, and he's pure white.
Well, I don't know.
I might even saddle him up and let you ride him.
You mean that? Honest?
Of course I mean it, Tricky. Come on, let's go.
A few moments later, Miss Lizzie Christian, the spinster school teacher, stopped on her way home for her regular afternoon chat with John Ledoux, who worked at the livery stable. As usual, Ledoux sat dozing in the sunlight, his chair tipped back against the wall of the livery office.
Well, howdy, Miss Christian. Right warm day.
Warm? Mercy sakes, it's been stifling in that schoolhouse.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And a few minutes ago, it was mighty warm for two of my pupils out in the schoolyard. That Tricky, of all the little roughnecks I've ever seen.
That Thompson kid still cleaning up on the other boys?
No, not by a jugful. This time, Master Thompson met more than his match. He got whipped and whipped proper.
Well, now you don't say. Who done it?
A youngster named Dan Reed. And, well, I'd better not say any more.
Huh? Why not?
Because, well, it's a secret, Mr. Ledoux.
Oh, secret, huh?
Of course, if I knew, you wouldn't repeat it to a soul.
Only secrets I ever knew got me in trouble.
But this one won't get you in trouble. Might get the sheriff in trouble, though, if you were ever to breathe a word to anyone.
The sheriff? Well, now, what kind of secrets would you have that could hurt Lon Pritchard, hmm?
Promise? Cross your heart?
Why, sure, here. Cross my heart.
Well, the boy that beat young Tricky this afternoon is a nephew of the Lone Ranger.
You don't say so.
And what's more, the Lone Ranger is right here in the valley himself.
I wonder what he's doing around here.
He's here to help the sheriff catch the men who've been terrorizing the valley with their crimes. And do you know what they suspect, do you?
I ain't got the least idea. Who?
They both suspect Jeff Thompson, Tricky's father. I overheard him.
Well, now, what do you know about that? Excuse me, Miss Christian. I gotta go throw down some hay for the horses.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Ledoux. And remember, not a word to anyone.
Don't worry, ma'am. Don't you worry.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Jeff Thompson, big and hard as nails, stood before the group of men assembled around the campfire. Thompson's big, powerful hands rested solidly on the gun butts at his hips. On his face was the satisfied expression of the man who is complete master of every situation he comes up against.
Now remember, this is the big twister we've been shooting at for weeks. This bank job ain't petty larceny. It's easy street for all of us, see? Hey, somebody coming.
Well, whoever it is, he ain't making no effort to sneak up on us. Maybe it's Ledoux, huh?
You got everything all set with him for tomorrow?
Sure. When the sheriff starts running around getting a posse together, Ledoux ain't going to have many horses on it. Yeah, it's him, all right.
Jeff, got something all-fired important to tell you.
Well, stop shaking and let's have it.
I just found out. The sheriff suspects you of being the leader of this gang, and he's out to get you.
What? Is that what you're so excited about?
Yeah.
Lon Pritchard has been suspecting me for 3 months. After tomorrow, you'll know I'm the leader. But it won't do him no good, because I'll be gone.
Maybe you will, and maybe you won't. There's another gent on your trail, along with the sheriff.
Another one? Who?
A fellow we've all heard about. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
Where'd you get all this information?
From the school, ma'am, Miss Christian. Well, she's seen him herself. Of course, she never figured I'd come tell you about it. But anyway, that kid of yours, he got in a fight at the school with a Lone Ranger's nephew, Dan Reed, who's staying at the sheriff's home. And this Reed kid knocked the living daylights out of your kid.
You say this kid, the Lone Ranger's nephew, is staying at the sheriff's house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always thought I'd like to meet that hombre. The masked man, I mean.
Well, if you ask me, it's a mighty poor time for him to show up in these parts.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you. See, Donovan?
I've always heard that trying to catch that fellow is like chasing your own shadow.
Sure. We won't waste no time chasing him. We'll let him chase us. Him and the sheriff and the whole shebang. While we're cleaning out the bank tomorrow morning. Hey, Baker. You saddle up and ride back to Red Rock with Ledoux.
Huh? How come?
You got maybe another hour of daylight. So you'll get to the sheriff's house just about time it's getting dark.
Sheriff's house? Now, wait a minute, Jeff. What's on your mind?
That kid friend of the Lone Rangers. Get him and we'll have Mr. Lone Ranger eaten out of our hands.
I ain't so sure whether I like this or not.
Nobody's asking you to like it. Just get busy and do it. Donovan, if I ain't here when they get back with the kid, you know what to do.
Sure, Chief. You bet.
Twilight was settling down into the valley when the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to Red Rock after an all-day ride through the hills.
You better leave the trail and skirt the town, Tonto.
Better go into Red Rock from...
Ho, Silver, ho. What is it, Tonto?
Look, rider come from town. Plenty fast. And two fellas chase him.
Tonto, that horse is Victor. Someone is after Dan Reed. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Faster, big fella. Faster, boy. Come on, Silver. Don't let them get away.
Them stop. Them want to surrender.
Take care of them, Tonto. And don't be too gentle.
Oh, Scott, oh,
I'm going to see if Dan is all right. Come on, Silver. Come on, fella. In there. Ho, Silver, ho. Dan, are you all right? Dan,
steady.
Well, here, let me help you, boy. Vicky Thompson, are you hurt?
They chased me. Shot me in the shoulder.
Here, let me have a look at that wound, young fellow. Are you, Tricky Thompson?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this horse?
Dad Reed. You know him?
Yes, when I first saw you coming up the trail, I thought you were Dan. Here, tell me what happened.
I was visiting Dan in the sheriff's house. He's a swell kid.
Yes, I know.
He showed me all his things, let me ride his horse.
Oh?
I just went to the edge of town. Them two fellas jumped me. I tried to get away. They shot me.
Easy. It's not a dangerous wound, Quickie. You'll be all right. I'll get you to a doctor. Otto, take those two men to Sheriff Pritchard. Tell him what happened.
Take them.
Here, son. You're right up here with me on Silver. Steady, big fella. Come on, Victor. Let's go back to town.
You said Silver. Now I don't have to wonder no more about that mask. You're the Lone Ranger. You're Dan Reed's friend.
I'm your friend, too, Tricky. Come on, Silver.
Later than usual when Jeff Thompson returned to his shack in town that night. Striking a match, the big man lighted the oil lamp that stood on the bare table.
Yeah, I wish that kid would clean up around here. Lampshade's so black you can't... Hey, Tricky, you in bed?
Tricky!
Thompson! Hey, where'd you come from? Didn't you want to see me?
Yeah, sure. Always had a hankering to meet the Lone Ranger.
Well, are you going to draw that gun or...
Right now! Blasted the gun right out of my hand!
You have another gun, Jeff. Want to try that one? Or would you like to try your fist?
What? Why, I'll break your bones, mister.
Come on, Jeff. I'm waiting.
This is the last mistake you'll ever make.
Try again, you miss.
How are you? Try it like this!
Within the tiny shack, Jeff Thompson, the man who'd never lost a fight, knew that he was beaten from the start. Desperately, he tried to escape the terrible blows that showered upon him, tried to strike back. The room was growing black. Like a drunken man, Big Jeff Thompson heard the masked man's voice, as though from a great distance.
You got enough, bad man? Whenever you've had enough, say so.
No, wait, I got enough. Here, don't hit me no more.
When a man falls to the level of shooting a 14-year-old boy, it's time somebody took care of him.
I never shot no boy.
You sent your men to capture Dan Reed, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
Your men made a mistake, Thompson.
You mean they shot Dan Reed?
They made a mistake in the boy they were after. They shot your son.
Tricky! Where is he? Where's my boy?
Are you concerned about where your boy was when you were riding the night trail?
Please, tell me, where's Tricky, is he?
You never cared a great deal about your son hanging around saloons and pool rooms, growing up to be a thief and a liar.
He's dead. Tricky, they killed my boy. They killed my boy, Tricky.
Thompson, I'm surprised. You're not as hard as I... Would it be any different if he were back?
Oh, yes. That kid was all I had. I didn't do right by him. It was my fault, not his. It was because I didn't know any better. Tricky, he's gone.
Your boy's alive, Thompson. He's at the doctor's office with a badly wounded shoulder. Come on, we'll go to him. Then you and I have something to talk about.
It was the morning after. From several different directions, Thompson's men rode into town and made their way into the saloon. Finally, Big Jeff Thompson rose from his chair and nodded toward a private room to the rear. His men followed him into the room and closed the door.
Well, everything all set, Chief?
Everything is off, Donovan.
What?
The whole deal is off. That plain enough?
Now, wait a minute. How come? What do you... Are you getting scared on account of that Lone Ranger? Are you?
Donovan... There ain't never been a man in my gang could question my courage. I said the deal is off. Now forget it. Take your horses and ride.
You can't let us down like this.
Maybe I ain't thinking about you fellas. Maybe I found someone more important to think about. There ain't nobody got nothing on you fellas. Now take my advice and travel. Split up and travel far.
Oh, no, you don't. We plan on this job and it's going through, Jeff. If you won't lead the boys, then I will. We'll tackle that bank ourselves.
Don't do it, Donovan. Because if you do, I'll be waiting for you when you get there.
Keep your eyes peeled and shoot if you have to. Watch it now. I'm going up to the cage.
Donovan, stand fast, you men. All right, Sheriff, get their guns. We'll cover them. Follow.
Hey, it's a trap. Jeff, hold out on us.
You're a liar. I gave you orders to stay out of
here. Come on, you fellas, get him.
Easy now. Easy. All right. Over here.
There. He wanted to come here, Doctor. He knows he hasn't a chance, but he wanted to talk to his boy.
The boy is in the next room. He can walk out if you'll help him.
I'll get the youngster, Doc.
Tricky.
Tricky boy. Where are you, Tricky?
Better hurry. If he has anything to tell his boy.
Dad! Gee whiz, Pop. What's the matter? Oh, Pop.
Tricky boy. You know what happened? I took on a new job today.
Oh, Pop.
Just got her started. I want you to finish it for me. Sheriff, tell Tricky.
Dad. Oh, Pop.
Your dad was a great man, son. He helped me and the Lone Ranger break up a pretty bad bunch.
Oh, Pop.
Jeff Thompson died like a real fighting man should die. On the side of the law.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.